to the $100 MBA Show, where we deliver a fresh, hot lesson every single day in about 10 minutes with our daily business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zinholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. And today, you will learn my 6 steps to becoming a content creation machine. This is a huge, jam-packed lesson. So huge, this is part 1 of 2. So we're going to have 2 parts of this lesson. Today's part 1, and tomorrow will be part 2. I'm going to go through the 6 steps, my formula of being a content creation machine, how you can create great quality content consistently every single day. Consistency is the key. And we know that the more quality content we can put out there, the more trust we can build, the more business that we can earn. If you are or want to be blogging, podcasting, doing videos on YouTube, whatever you're doing, we all know that content is king and consistent content is the king's mother. And mama's always right. So let's get into it. Let's get down to business. Now, before I go through my steps of becoming a content creation machine, I need to discuss 3 major principles when it comes to content creation. 3 principles that you need to live by. This is the secret sauce, guys. If you're not driving and you can write this down or take some notes, I highly recommend it because this is something you're going to follow probably for the rest of your business life. So let's talk about these principles and then let's move on to the steps. The first principle in content creation is trust. Trust is priceless. If you can earn their trust first with your media, with your content. But remember, this is not free because they have to give their time or their email. You're giving me your time right now. So I don't really see this as free content because you have to pay me your time. And I respect your time. But if you can earn their trust, it's all you need. We buy from who we trust and we continue to buy from who we trust. So stop chasing the sale. Chase trust. Trust is evergreen. Trust doesn't get you a sale. It gets you residual sales. And the interesting thing about trust is that the sales offers we make are proportionate with the trust that we have earned. Let me say that again. The sales offers we make are proportionate with the trust that we have earned. So the more trust we have cultivated, the more money we can ask for. So put out as much great, valuable content as you can, because again, the more trust you can cultivate, the more you can earn. So principle number 1 is trust. Principle number 2, reciprocity. A lot of people don't understand the power of reciprocity. There was a study done by a man named Dennis Reagan. He was a social psychologist. 2 strangers were working together on a task. They're strangers. One of the strangers excuses himself and leaves the room. When he comes back, he brings a soft drink for his partner. After they finish the task, the man that brought the soft drink asks his partner, "Would you like to buy from me some raffle tickets?" The man that received the soft drink happily paid for the raffle tickets. He was more than happy. In fact, he paid more money for the tickets than the cost of the soft drink. Now, Dennis Reagan did this study over and over again, and he found out some really weird things. 1, people overpaid. People paid more than what they actually received in terms of value. 2, he learned that people will reciprocate regardless of the fact if they like the soft drink or not. Some people may not like soft drinks, but they feel the need to reciprocate. And the 3rd thing, which is most shocking, is that people will reciprocate regardless if they like the person or not. So they may not even like the person that gave them the soft drink, but they still feel the need to reciprocate. What he learned in the study is that reciprocation is a powerful force that's within us. We can't help it. We need to reciprocate when people do things for us. We feel obliged. So remember this when you are delivering your content, that sometimes you can ask people to visit your website or do something that you want them to do because people will tend to reciprocate. So principle number 1 is trust. Principle number 2 is reciprocity. Principle number 3 is expectations. Let's say, for example, you subscribe to Time Magazine. It's a weekly subscription, but let's say 1 week they didn't give you your magazine. You'd be completely shocked. What if you called them up and said, "Hey, Time, you know, you guys didn't send me my magazine this week. What's going on?" And if they said, "Oh, yeah, we got busy this week. Maybe next week we'll send it to you." You'd be completely shocked, and it would just be unacceptable. The same goes with your content. Your audience always has expectations, so make sure you fulfill on those expectations. You don't want your trust to suffer. Consistency in creating your content is going to be your biggest challenge moving forward. So make sure you're consistent. Commit to something that you can stay consistent with. Consistency is what's going to give you the volume of work. All right, let's jump into my 6 steps Remember, this is a jam-packed lesson, so this is part one. We're going to go through the first three steps, and then tomorrow I'll cover the last three steps of the action plan. All right, step number one, focus on one form of media. If you're interested in writing or becoming a better writer, then start a blog. If you're interested in podcasting, the spoken word, then maybe you should start a podcast. If you like video, a YouTube channel, or even a video series on your own website. But the point is choose one form of media and focus on that for 3 months. In order for you to see reasonable results, measurable results, you need to have some sort of focus for a certain amount of time. And I believe 3 months is enough for you to see results and see momentum. So step one is make sure you focus on one form of media only. Don't jump around. Personally, I started with blogging. I blogged for a very long period of time. I moved on to video, and now I'm doing podcasting, and I focus on podcasting. I still blog, but I don't do it as aggressively as I did before because I'm focusing on podcasting right now. But when you're getting started, I want you to only focus on one form of media for 3 months straight. All right, so step one is focus on one form of media. Step two, dedicate a minimum of 30 minutes a day. 30 minutes is nothing. You can wake up 30 minutes earlier. You can go to bed 30 minutes later. You could take half your lunch break and use it. You can skip on whatever show you're watching on Netflix for the day. But the point is you need to dedicate at least a minimum of 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, to build your content. Now, you can obviously dedicate more time, and I recommend that, but I want you to start out with at least 30 minutes and stay consistent. With 30 minutes a day, let's say, for example, if you're blogging, you could churn out 2 to 3 articles a week. See the power of consistency, but you must stick to this. Remember when I talked about consistency and I told you how it will make or break your content creation program and how it dictates expectations with your audience? Whatever happens, you must stick to the time that you've allotted for 5 days a week. You got to do this. You got to fit it in your schedule. This is like feeding your dog. You got to feed your dog. You got to do it. You got to walk it. There's no question about it. You have to do it. And you got to see your content creation time the same way. You simply can't ignore it. Now, you might be saying, I really can't get anything done in 30 minutes. Well, you can get started in 30 minutes and then continue the next day. So maybe you can finish a blog post in 2 or 3 days. And you're going to get faster as you stay consistent and keep going and moving forward week in and week out. Now, obviously, you can spend more time, like I said, if you feel like you can. But if you want my advice, just get started with 30 minutes a day and then up the ante as you start to feel more comfortable and you're sticking to 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week consistently. All right, so step one, focus on one form of media. Step two, dedicate 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week. Step three, brand your media. Brand your content. Make sure that it's consistent with your business, with your brand, with what you offer, with the products that you offer, the products you will offer. Not only are you doing this in terms of the way it looks superficially, but you're also doing it in terms of the content. If you notice that we give 10-minute business lessons every day. And what do I do at the $100 MBA? I also teach people how to become better at business, build their business through video tutorials, in-depth tutorials where you can ask questions directly. You can have workbooks. You have a community forum. It's like the premium model, or it's the next level. People listen to the podcast. They really enjoy it. They really like it. If they want to take the next serious step, they check out my business. This is like full transparency, guys. This is what you have to do. You have to brand your media or your content so it's consistent with what you do in your business. All right, so step one, focus on one form of media. Step two, dedicate 30 minutes a day. Step three, brand your content or media. Step four, I'm not going to get into yet because that's tomorrow's lesson where we go through step 4, 5, and 6. Guys, are you enjoying the show? If you are, let me know what you think of the show with a rating or review on iTunes. One, we get to hear from you, which is awesome. Two, you really help us get more exposure on iTunes by dropping us a rating and a review. You can learn how to do that at 100mba.net/show. And remember, everybody who gives us an iTunes rating or review enters our weekly draw to win a free lifetime membership to the $100 MBA training and community, as well as get a copy of our teaching and presenting handbook, a $29 value, absolutely free as a gift to you for showing your support and helping us by giving us your feedback. Just email us at contact@100mba.net when you drop us a review and we'll hook you up. Here's a review from Jackie Watkins. Great info and tips. 5 stars. Great short episodes with info and tips for anyone investing time and energy in their business. Thanks, Jackie. Really appreciate that review. Awesome, awesome. And thank you all for listening to the $100 MBA show. Guys, I want to leave you with this. often when we're in the content creation process, we're really worried about, if I create this content, will this really help my business? Will this really generate sales? I don't know anything that works better. By providing great value to people for free, showing them what you can offer them, you build trust, that trust I talked about in the principles. It's so important to build trust. You build credibility. You build a name for yourself. And you say to the world, this is what I have to offer. If you want to buy from me, great. If you don't, still enjoy what I have to offer. It's there for you. Remember, people that buy will buy, and people that don't, don't. People that kick tires, they kick tires. So don't worry about that so much, and worry about creating amazing content for the world. All right, guys, I'll check you in the next episode. Take care.